And we are back, and we are the Run Duo, but actually I'm the Run Solo this week as India is in Chi-Town at the Take the Lead retreat that she did last year that she's emceeing. So we don't have India, but I got a dude on here this week that, I mean, I pretty much known David since I started running in the Atlanta community. David has been fast from day one. The first day I met him, he was leaving me in his dust. David is the reason why I can never win my age group in any race in Atlanta. He has shown that he is not only a distance runner, but he is an elite runner at the track level as well. Mr. David Henry, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Going great. Thank you for taking time out of your day to speak with us. With all the running you do, I know you got a lot of training, so you probably don't have time to sit still too often. But I just want, because as long as I've known you, I don't think I ever asked how you got into running. What brought you into running? Did you start running late in life? Were you a runner in high school and in college? How did you get into running?
Running on the track side of the house, I started in high school. So I ran in junior high all the way through high school. And the goal was to go to college, but had like a incident with the coach where he didn't pretty much do what he was supposed to do to try to get me into college. They actually wanted me to be a Florida Gator, which I can't imagine being that because I'm a diehard Bulldog fan. So basically what happened after that, he tried to send me to like other colleges, like out west. And I didn't, pretty much didn't want to go out there. So one of my mom's brother talked with me about going into the Air Force and actually being on the Air Force team. So that's how I ended up in the military. So what I did, I went and joined the Air Force right out of high school. And tried to join the Air Force team, but as soon as I enlisted and got there, Desert Storm, Desert Shield kicked off. And the job that I had, had to get deployed, and I just never got a chance to be on that team. So then actually in the Air Force, that's why I found out I could run long distance, because we had to, actually run long distance for our PT test and stuff. And I started to excel in the PT program, and then they created an elite program and I excelled in that. So that's when I knew I could run long distance because as a kid, you couldn't even get me to run one lap around the track. I would look at the coach and like, nah, I stick to the 100 or the 200. And he actually put me in the, 400 was actually ended up being my specialty race. I hated it at the time, but it's like my bread and butter now. So I've come to a lot of things, as a master in the 400. So that's pretty much how I got started, running, actually running.
Mm-hmm. So how long were you in the Air Force?
I did 24 years.
Wow, brother. Yep. You were in it. Okay. You are a true airman.
Yeah. 24 years. I retired in 2013, and this is my 10th year being retired.
Yeah. Do you miss it at all?
No, not really. I missed getting paid twice a month. other than that, with the veterans benefits, they still treat me like I'm in the military. I don't think I just don't have to wear the uniform. And with social media, I pretty much see everybody that I was like stationed with over the 24 years. So, not really. Yeah.
So did you get to travel a lot while you, 24 years. So were you stationed in a lot of different places? Like what are some of the most interesting places you went? During your time?
Korea twice. I've been to Greece, been to Guantanamo Bay, been to Japan, England, Italy, Spain. Where else? Pretty much been all over in the United States from the Northwest to the Southeast. The majority of the time I spent in Florida, that's where I retired at. I actually did 13 years there, my last 13 years there, which was like kind of unheard of because we normally don't stay in one place that long. I was averaging probably about 3 to 3.5 years on each base I was at until I got to Florida and then until I retired there. So I was there for the last 13 years.
Where were you stationed in Florida?
At Eglin in Fort Walton Beach, Florida area.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. In the Panhandle. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, what brought you to Atlanta?
Well, I'm originally from Georgia. I was born in Macon, and I was actually wanted to stay in Florida, but the hurricanes kind of ran me up here. They was coming in the Gulf Coast too many times, and it was okay once I was in the military because, you know, if anything happened to my stuff, military paid for it. But once I retired, I got to think about it. I said, oh, if I buy a house here and my things, you know, get destroyed, I was like, ah, I didn't want to take that chance. So it was an easier transition to move back here to Georgia versus anywhere else. Because when it was time for me to roll out, I just like, hey, I punched the button to retire and I moved here. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, first off, David, thank you for your service, man. 24 years.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you for serving the United States. Now, you get to Atlanta. Now, that's where I met you, when you were in Atlanta. Now, when I met you, you were running this. Now, David, you were always fast. And I remember when Atlanta Track Club first started doing those track, you know, it was part of the Grand Prix, though, yeah, where they, exactly. It was at Emory. And Emory, I was watching you. I was like, this cat could be a track star. He definitely could. What made you decide to go from, because you were running distance. What was the longest? Did you ever run a marathon? I don't know.
Yeah,
if you
I did
ever,
two marathons.
Ever,
I did the Savannah Marathon. And I did the Vegas Marathon. Yep. So I.
Okay.
So I got
you. Gotcha. So you were part of that Savannah Marathon group. Not the defunct Savannah Marathon, but So you were running distance. And then I want to say a couple of years ago, I started seeing on social media. I wasn't as active in the run community because, you know, I got bambinos that were on my back. Yeah. But I started to see you running short distance, which to me made sense because I always thought you were fast. But what transitioned you, number one, from running the distance to running the track? And what got you to do the ATC, the Atlanta Track Club Elite Masters? What got you into that?
Basically what happened with that, I was volunteering with Atlanta Track Club and I happened to volunteer for the all comers at Emory. And I actually saw people my age, like running, you know, running track, sprinting and everything. Cause you know, that's my thing. And then I happened to like, actually last year, I remember I used to run the all comers when I was, in high school. We had a guy named Jerome Hutchinson. He was a ex-Olympian long jumper in one of the high schools in my area, and he used to drive us here to Atlanta to the all comers, and I actually saw him last year for the first time since the high school at an all comers meet. So he's still doing the exact same thing, you know, getting kids from the local community and you know, getting funding to get uniforms and transportation and bringing them up here. So basically what happened on that, so when I saw people my age competing, I just started asking questions. And actually, I found out about the Masters. I never knew about the USATF had a Masters division. I knew about the Pro, and I knew about the Open division. So, you know, when I started, you know, talking to people about it, and they would tell me about the, you know, national competition and everything, and then you can run with an affiliated track club. So I actually used Atlanta Track Club as my affiliated track club. And then I joined the Atlanta Track Club Elite Masters team, I think in 2017. Yes, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And then to ask your other question, and so when I transitioned from the long distance, once I started to run shorter distance, I learned that in order to run faster, you know, transition from long distance to shorter distance, I had to cut back on a lot of my long distance running because the key is to activate the fast twitch muscle. And I learned that the hard way. Like one of my first meet, I ran the 400 and I'm, you know, they shoot the gun. I'm coming out the blocks and I'm running like I'm running a 5K. And I think I think Tommy Daniels recorded me, and it's like the first 200 meters of the race, you didn't see me nowhere in there. And then by the time they got to 200, then you see me coming along, you know, in the race. So basically from that, once I started getting some people to coach me and stuff, so they told me to cut back on the longer distance, and then I kind of worked on my start, and then I kind of, you know, took it from there. Each year I critique myself and, you know, make those, you know, appropriate changes to try to better myself, you know, as a better, you know, actually 400 meter hurdle. I mean, 400 meter rate runner. Now I'm actually, I dipped down all the way from the 60. So I did the 60, the 100, and the 200 now this year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So those are the distances that you're dealing with now, the 60, the 100, and the 200. So you don't run the 400 anymore?
Yeah, I still run the 400. Yes, yes.
Oh, you're still running 400.
Okay. Running 400. Yeah. Right. I did the 60 this year for the very first time. Actually, March, we went to, with the Atlanta Track Club, we went to the indoors, the USATF indoors championship in Louisville, Kentucky. And that was actually my very first indoor national competition. And my very first time running the 60 meter. So I ended up getting fourth in that. So I'm actually ranked number four in the United States now in the extra 60 meter. And that's my first year running. And the 400, I'm ranked number, as far as indoors, I'm ranked number four. And the 100, I'm number nine. And the 200, I'm number four. And that's for the indoors. And, and then July, had the National Senior Games in Pittsburgh where I traveled and ran there. That was my second, senior game. Because the first year I tried to do it, the pandemic happened and everything. Because it's like every 2 years and you have to be 50 plus to compete in that. And last year was down in Florida at Miramar track down in at the Anson Complex in Miramar, Florida. And I won, that was my first one. So I actually won the 100, 200, and 400. So I was a three-time champion there. And I was ended up finishing number one in the United States in the 400 meter and number nine in the world.
Wow.
And last year, and currently this year, I'm ranked number three in the United States and number 17th in the world. I want one more crack at it before the season end, but I don't know. I ran my last three races, South Carolina, Pittsburgh, and North Carolina with a hernia. I didn't know until I got back from North Carolina from the outdoors championship. And I pulled my groin a little bit in South Carolina, my block slipped, my starter block. So I actually was running injured during those meets.
And now the one that was in North Carolina at North Carolina, that was at A&T, right?
A&T, correct, yes.
Yeah, well, so was that the U.S. Was that the U.S. Championships? Was that A&T? Yes.
Yeah, that was U.S. Track and Field Outdoor Masters Championship. Actually, we repeated Atlanta Track Club. We repeated. It was the first time ever done repeated back-to-back combined champions. We almost repeated in all three. Last year in Lexington, Kentucky, at the University of Kentucky, we won combined men and women championships. So we brought back three trophies. This year we tried to do repeat. We fell short on the men's side. We ended up finishing second because we had like a lot of injuries that happened. And even with me, I withdrew out of the 100 because that's when that injury I'm telling you about started to affect me. So, so there I got three goals. I ran the 4x100, 4x400, and 4x800 relays, but we got gold in all three. And I did the 200. I got fourth in that, and I got second in the 400 to an ex-Olympian. So actually, my two second place championship finishes, indoor and outdoor, was two ex-Olympians. The indoor was to ex-Olympian, a Jamaican Olympian. So I got second to him. It was very close. And actually, that was a time race. So we had like two heats and then the fastest time out of the two heats. So he kind of edged me out by probably about 3/100th of a second for me. And then outdoor, I actually ran head to head with, the ex-Olympian there. He was from Pakistan. He was ran on the Olympic team from Pakistan. So,
with the big boys.
Yeah, with the big boys. And I actually wasn't, I pat myself on the back because with no prior college experience and, I'm running against people that, went to college and actually ran the Olympics and pro and everything. And then all but this year, I actually pretty much trained myself to to where I am now. And this year I got a coach named Dexter Martin. So we used to go with the Cheney High School or Anderson Park and train. And that kind of made the difference because we had an ex-Olympian bronze medalist from Nigeria named Abike female. So she actually ran the same events. I ran the 200, 400. So kind of training over the fall and winter, you know, chasing her kind of made me better, strong, you know, a stronger runner and everything. She's like in her late 20s. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So she's young. So, yeah.
Yeah, she's young. Yeah.
Okay. So, now, I got you. Yeah, she's still got that step on you. I got you. I mean, you know, David, like I said, from the beginning, from watching you run, I always knew you were fast. But to see you, you know, even at master's age, and just kind of confirm, when does master's begin? What age are you considered a master's runner?
Now on the track and field side of the house, they just they changed it to, so 19 to 29 is considered open, and then 30 and above is considered masters. And as far as competing on the national level, they allow you at the age 25 now. It used to be 30, they dropped down to 25. So 25 and up can compete on the national level for masters, and then on the world level is, I think it's 40. Yeah, I think it's, no, it's either 30 or 40. I think it's 30. It's 30. And then, of course, on the long distance side, it's 40 for masters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I normally compete with the 5K championship that Atlanta hosts every year, so I normally compete on that team with them. So, it's age 40 and up on that.
Okay.
So, I have one more year in my age group.
One more year.
You're in the 50 and 54 age group.
I got you. Masters, that's a lot younger than I thought. I thought masters you had to be, you know, at least 40, but I guess, you know. All right, so they got you running against some young dudes.
So okay.
Now, if y'all don't know David looked like he's 25 anyway, so if you actually saw him, you probably wouldn't realize he was in his 50s, but and he run like now I can tell he run like he's 25 too, because he's out there competing with what I wouldn't consider those to be masters runners, but I guess on the U.S. stage they do. Now, David, I see that you also have become a coach.
Yes.
You are now, what are you certified? Which one are you
so
certified?
So when I'm a USATF level one, track and field coach. So I, actually this would be my next year, be my seventh year coaching at the Howard School. It's a private school. So I coach, boys and girls varsity, track and field athletes. Actually, I did middle school and high school. And, I've actually had some success with that. I had, we've won a couple of conference championships. I've taken this year, pretty much the entire team made it to the state finals. And then I had three people make it to the podium, you know, actually get on the podium. And I have one of the kids I coach, he's actually running at Morehouse. This will be his second year running for Morehouse, you know, this year. And so
how
looking
do you
to get
like
my
that?
Level two.
Yeah. How do you like that? You know, going from being a runner to coaching runners, what's that like? I mean, that transition.
When I tell y'all, I love it. I love it because one thing I can say, I had some good coaches, like my sprint coach from high school, and he was kind of like a father figure. And it was funny one day when I was taking the kids down to Locust Grove to the state meet, and I, because, you know, I drive like the bus too, I drive, and I just remember how my coach used to do me, and then just to think that I'm actually doing the same thing, you know, emulating the things that he did. And he's such a you know, good coach, and I love it because I love working with kids. I love to mentor and everything. So that gave me an opportunity to not only mentor them and then actually help them excel in, you know, something that they're passionate about. And then, you know, with me being passionate about it. So, you know, it's like an easy transition for me. So, I mean, I love it. I love it.
Now, do you just coach track? Because I could have sworn I saw you coaching volleyball.
Yeah, I did volleyball. Yeah,
at one
yeah.
point. Okay,
I do
yeah.
Girls varsity volleyball, and we've won a few championships with that too. And I played like in high school, and I played, you know, in the military, you know, the intramural sports and stuff. I'm pretty much all around athlete. It's like 11 of us, 8 boys, 3 girls. So we all, you know, and then, you know, well, you know, we're the same age. So, you know, we created our own fun growing up, you know, stuff. from stickball to you name it.
Whatever. Just to stay active. Just to stay active.
You know, we didn't like to come inside of the house, you know, like kids today. They like to be on their game systems.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't even know what the inside of my house looked like during the day. I ain't come in until they made me, until somebody called my name.
Come on.
Exactly. Like,
that's,
like, hey,
that's actually when I knew I was going to be a renter. I used to hear the street lights flickering when they get ready to come on, and I just called out, ran it home, try to get there before the lights come on.
So what's next? What do you have? I mean, is there anything else now? Oh, I almost forgot. Also, I saw you in, you are right now in second place for the Grand Prix, for the Atlanta
Grand Prix. And the only reason I'm in second place on that, for the Jerome Scales race, they added a 5 miler and a 5K. So I chose to do the 5K because, you know, it was at the beginning of the year and I wasn't nowhere in shape for a 5 miler. So if you run the longer distance, you get additional points. So the person that's ahead of me has 20 extra points on me because he chose to do the 5 miler versus the 5K. And then the overall male second, I'm behind, which I know I'm not going to win. Actually, the young man that's actually in first place, I actually recruited him to be on the Atlanta Track Club team. I was training with some people up at Stone Mountain High School, and I saw him out running on the track. And I gave him some advice on running on the track, and we kind of bonded from there and everything. And next thing I know, he's winning like everything, like all the races and stuff like that. So I probably end up second, you know, to him on that. But I believe I can get the first for the overall for the age group. This will be my third year winning it if I do finish it.
Wow. So did you run, have you run all the Grand Prix races this year? Did you miss any?
Yep. Nope, I didn't miss any. So I only have, I think they only have the cross country one left. That's October the 11th in Decatur. Yep. So actually, we have one more to go.
Yeah. So, I mean, David, I mean, I have done the, you know, I've never won anything, but I have done where I've run all the Grand Prix. That's rough on its own. Now, anybody that's listening that's not familiar with the Atlanta Track Club has, it's a combination of free races if you're a member. That you could, well, you don't even have to be a member. Anybody can run them, but it's a combination of free races to members as well as some paid races that can make up what we call the Grand Prix. And you get points based on your finishing stage, like first, second, third, whatever. And what I'm talking to David about is he's constantly winning. So he has a lot of points. So he's sitting in second place right now. But it's rough. How many races are there total? 11 or is there 12?
Well, it's actually cut back now because they got rid of quite a few of them. I think it's only six now. They have the six races. Okay. Well, actually, it's four races and then they do two track and field events. So the field event is always the shot put. And then each year for the running event, they switch it up. Like this year was the 1500, which I did. I forgot what it was, but I actually ranked on that. I was looking at the World Masters ranking. I was actually ranked in the top 10 in the 1500, which surprised me. Yeah, one of my friends actually looked it up. So I'm actually ranked from the 60 meter all the way up to the 5K.
Oh, you know, wow. Okay.
World rankings thing. Yeah.
Now, is there anything, like, because I know you talk about the U.S., you know, championships. Is there anything that's larger that you can go to that is international?
Oh, yes.
On your rankings and that kind of stuff?
Actually, next year, I'm going to Sweden, Gutenberg, Sweden, for the outdoors nationals. So I'll be competing there for the first time in Worlds. And because they alternated each year. So this year was an indoors World, which they had in Poland. And next year will be outdoors in 2025. Actually, Florida is getting it. I think Universal in Gainesville, they're getting the actual Worlds indoor. So I think that'll be the first time the United States hosts, you know, the Masters Worlds for indoors. Mm. So I'm looking forward to that. And also next year, they got the Pan American Masters World Championship. And that's pretty much like the Worlds also, because, you know, you compete against all different countries. That's going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. So I'll be doing that as well. Mm-hmm. So I actually got bigger plans next year. So I'm kind of, you know, stepping out of my, you know, box.
Comfort zone.
To do, yeah, my comfort zone, exactly. And it wasn't that I didn't want to do it. It just, I didn't feel like I was ready at the time. And then, you know, to go, to, you know, compete on the worlds. And then,
David?
I'm ready.
You are ready, bro.
I know. That was actually part of the, you know, the training this year, because when I trained, you know, we had an, another guy there. He was pretty much trained us on the mental state. So kind of my confidence level went up higher and I was a lot more focused this year. And that made the world of difference, the type of run I was this year versus any other year. And, because of that accountability, you know, to actually have somebody overseeing it and actually telling you what you're capable of doing. And which, you know, Coach Martin, you know, was telling me, say, hey, you know, you can, you know, run this year and that. First, I was like, oh, no. And then, you know, when I actually did, and I was like, wow, you know, he was right.
Yes, most definitely, man. I mean, yeah. I have all the utmost confidence in you just from knowing you personally and, you know, the type of runner that you are and type of person that you are. Dude, you were 24 years in the Air Force. Of course you can do it.
Oh, yes. I can adapt to anything, any place.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, before we started talking, I think I said this to you. On your four, is it a 4x100 that freezes on?
Yeah, well, the 4x4.
4x4, okay. What's his name? I guess I don't want to keep calling him Freeze. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, his name, Duran Dunn. Yeah.
Okay, so when I say Freeze, people, if anybody's, and I don't know if they show it on TV at the Braves games, but if you go to a Braves game, now I know, like, if you watch other teams, they have, like, runners running in costumes and stuff like that. Mask up. But at the Braves game, and I think it's sponsored by Racetrack,
there's
this gentleman. They call him the Freeze, and he races just regular people in the crowd, and he usually gives them a crazy head start. Like, he stands there for a while. They might get halfway done, and then he takes off, and 20 times out of 21 times, he beats them. He catches them, passes them, beats them. I did see he lost once. I think the only time I ever seen him lose, I think the guy jumped to try to finish to beat him. But that's interesting. I had no idea that he was running with you until I saw one of your posts. But you said he's your captain.
He's actually the captain of the sprinters, all of the sprinters. For the Atlanta track.
I got you.
Yep.
Yeah, Dad. You should go out there and race him. Race him at the Braves game, man.
I train with him though, but
so you know,
he still got me. Yeah, he still got. Now he give me a head start. Like at the Braves game. Yeah, it's all over. You're not gonna catch
me. That's what I said. Yeah, he can't. He couldn't give you that kind of head start. Yeah.
I run fast and scared. So. When I'm out front, staggered, you know, out front in like the outside lanes, I run much faster, scared.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well, David, I mean, with all the things that you've done, you know, you retired from the Air Force. You're now world ranked in many track length runs. I mean, what can you do next? You got any other goals that you want to try to do?
One of the things, I actually want to, like, start up my own, like, track team, community track team. I know it's quite a few here in Georgia. And that's actually what I've been working towards. So pretty much, you know, like with the Atlanta Track Club and, you know, I help out with tests. I'm trying to learn the ins and out of, you know, whether it's putting on races or anything of that nature. Because I pretty much know the other side of the house, the running part. So I was trying to learn that. Interior, so you know, put this marketing business degree I got
to good use,
and I've been talking to some other like, you know, master runners and stuff, trying to you know, try to put something together. I kind of want to do something different than what's already done, you know, that's been, you know, been done here in the Atlanta area. So that's pretty much next. But right now, just, you know, I'm still kind of enjoying running, and so I think probably about I said 55, I'm going to run my next marathon.
Oh, really?
So
probably, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. So I'm going to probably switch back at 55 and run my, you know, next marathon. And then I think I'm going to, you know, start trying to, you know, get things on the ball with trying to, whether it be my own, you know, track team or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that next step would be in the
race. Exactly.
So you, if you run another marathon, do you have an idea of where you, what marathon you would want to run? Are you trying to do a world major? You know, you just got one in mind?
I actually would want like to do a world major. I wish I was running long distance like this when I was in the military. I could have covered all 50 states and all 7 continents.
Exactly. Much
younger,
yeah.
Much younger, uh-huh. Much faster. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I told you, I, other than the miles that we ran for our PT test, I was like, nah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotcha. Well, David, it has been a pleasure speaking with you. I mean, even though like we know each other personally, I've learned stuff just talking to you right here. Now, if somebody wants to kind of follow your story, they want to kind of root you on from through social media, how would they do that?
On my Instagram, is Runner for Life, the number 4, then Life, LYFE 08. And then, of course, on Facebook is my name, David Henry, on Facebook. So I know that pretty much if you look on there, that's pretty much probably about 95% of stuff is on there dealing with running. Yep, dealing with running.
Yeah.
On there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And trust me, Dave, follow him because David, he'll take them photos. That's what I always remember.
Oh, yeah.
He always got them. He take them photos. He's gonna document the whole thing. Well, great, David. I do appreciate you taking out of the time to spend with us, spend with me today. And I'm rooting for you, man. I mean, you know, I'm rooting for you to win some more medals, as well as once you decide to go back to running a marathon. I know I can't run with you, but, you know, I'm rooting for you.
I appreciate it to
get you some world majors under your belt, okay?
I really appreciate it. I appreciate this opportunity, too, to share my story.
My pleasure, brother. You have a good one.
All right, you too. Thanks.